Trainspotting is set in the Scottish capital, Edinburgh, which has undergone dramatic change and renewal for the past 20 years. How do you think this is reflected in T2 Trainspotting? I think the idea of this new Edinburgh was useful in our story because it's moved on, and maybe these characters who we know and love haven't moved on with it, you know? And I think that was Danny's use of it. He wanted to show this new shiny city. For Renton, he hasn't seen it. He hasn't been home for 20 years. So when he left, it didn't look like that. At least where they lived, it doesn't look like that now. It's full of wine bars, but it's very beautiful. Could you predict how your character had changed over 20 years? Was it the way you had imagined? I think when I read the script for the first time, it was finding out where they are at. I suppose we have read the novel Porno so that we had the pointers. I didn't have anything where I thought, that's all right, or I wish we had done this. I just took John's idea as the Bible. You have a new generation of audience members for this film. How do you think they will react? The most interesting thing was talking about it with my eldest daughter, who is 20 and lives in New York. She told me that her mates know. Trainspotting is still a known and loved film. I met with someone who went to see it with a friend who had not seen the first one and said the friend loved it. He didn't feel in any way that he'd missed the point of it.